Welcome to the Real Crypto Podcast. Discover how you can get ready to be a part of this incredible new world of digital currencies, coins, tokens, and assets that is on a mission to disrupt money and the world financial system as we know it. Accompanying you on your journey today is your host, Nino Alves.
Welcome to the Real Crypto Podcast. I'm your host, Nino Wells, and first of all, just a bit of an apology. It's been a few weeks since my last episode. Basically, I've just been really busy with family and kids. My little girl's just turned one, and I've been spending a fair bit of time with her, and my older boy, he's five now, so I'm just spending a bit of time with the two of the kids, just enjoying playing with them and spending a bit of extra time with the family for the last month or so. In terms of the crypto market, it's been a little bit subdued. We've seen Bitcoin up and down in this consolidation pattern, which, if you recall my last episode, expecting this basic flag pattern. That flag pattern that we're seeing at the moment is still in force. So we haven't broken out of the flag pattern. And so what that means is we're sitting firmly around about the $10,000 mark. And it is quite interesting to me because if we do break out above it, I believe we're going to see a significant increase in price. Generally the lead up into that consolidation pattern is usually replicated on the other side of the pattern. So this is just a way to use technical analysis in terms of that flag pattern to speculate on what a potential price target would be once we see a breakout. So definitely one to be watching. And I believe BACT, B-A-K-K-T, Stock Exchange, is going to be coming online in the next few weeks. Look, I take that with a pinch of salt because they have announced launch dates two or three times in the past before, and they haven't come good on them. They've always delayed them for one reason or another. And if they do go ahead and they go live, you know, we could be seeing Bitcoin getting traded by institutions in a much bigger fashion. Without a doubt, they're already dabbling. What I think at the moment is going on is that institutions that want to buy large quantities of digital assets, they can do so over the counter. And what I mean by over the counter is that they don't actually purchase them via, you know, your exchanges, your crypto exchanges that most retail investors like you and me would be trading through. So what that means is that the volumes that is going through isn't being reflected in the market price, because it's just like it's just like if we did like a direct sale of shares in a company between two people, you know, and it didn't go via an exchange, so that volume is not impacting the price or the volume, so the market isn't seeing it. So, but without a doubt, volumes are being picked up, and that's been seen on the for those that are able to hook into the blockchain and see what kind of activity is going on there. So, look, as an example, Ripple, the company that is working towards their payments products and for banks and financial institutions, they hold the lion's share of the XRP. And in addition to their income that's derived from their payment software to banks and institutions, they also sell XRP as well. So when they sell XRP, that's available. If you're a large buyer, you can actually buy this directly off Ripple. So XRP, they actually hold, and I might go into a little bit of information what Ripple do. So Ripple holds, it's a few billion XRP, probably around about 40 to 45 billion XRP. And what they've done is they've put this XRP in an escrow. And so what happens is that every single month, 1 billion XRP is released from escrow, and that's available. That's made available for them to sell. So this is a self-imposed escrow that they use. They put the XRP on the escrow, which is part of the XRP ledger. So it's a function of that ledger, which you and me can use as well. If you wanted to tie up some money for some XRP for a little bit of time, we can actually lock that away on the ledger, and then have that at the end of the ledger, at the end of that period of time, automatically be deposited back into our XRP wallet. So it's a good way to tie up assets, or tie up XRP at least, in a way that's going to prevent it being used any time in between. So it does have the effect of restricting supply, and that's something that the market has given the market a lot of confidence in how much is actually being released to to the general market overall. So look, so what happens to go back to that, what I was saying is that Ripple uses 1 billion that's released every month to sell to, you know, high net worth individuals or people with a lot of cash or institutions that want to buy, you know, hundreds of thousands or millions of XRP in one go. So so what happens is this is all happening, you know, throughout the month. You know, a few billion gets sold. A few million get sold. Once they reach that 1 billion, they can't sell anymore until the next month that another billion is released. But if what happens is if they don't sell the entire billion, the remainder gets put back into another escrow to be released in about 2 years, 3 years time. So it sort of just goes back to the end of the queue, the end of the cycle, and then it continues on from there. So look, so that's just one way to see how XRP has been going. Just talking about XRP a little bit, the price has gone down as I suspected it might. It's now sitting around the 25 cent mark. I did predict that it would go down to around about the 20 cent mark. It still may. It's really hard to say exactly. I'm as positive as the next person about it, but it's sad to see the price go down. But one thing is for sure is that if you really believe in what XRP is capable of, you believe in its utility. If you're keeping your finger on the pulse, you're seeing what Ripple has been able to achieve, the caliber of the people that are coming on board within their company. I mean, we're talking people from, Department of Treasury, finance, you know, big names in traditional finance, very, very exceptional, top quality people that are joining this company, and this company isn't going anywhere. And it's, look, guys, I'm about as hopeful about this as I could ever be about any company. It's pretty incredible what's going on. And to be honest, the price we're seeing for XRP is absolutely being suppressed. It's this given what this is capable of. I mean, if you can imagine that all international currency flows went through Ripple, even if 5% went through, or 10%, I mean, being really, really, really conservative, if that was the case, and this actually comes to pass, and there's no reason why it couldn't, because the technology's there, the technology's working, if this were to come to pass, the effect it would have on the XRP value, it's really hard to wrap your head around what that might look like. And obviously my speculation. And, you know, go and do your own research. Come to your own conclusions. But if this happens to be the case, and I think it is, then we're going to be seeing a significant change in the whole concept, in the whole how we see monetary finance around the world, how we exchange money for goods. I mean, everything's gonna change. I mean, we're gonna be looking at a digital crypto money related world at some point in the future. It just has to be. I mean, money seems to be the thing that is lagging behind everything else. We're seeing technology advances in just about every other aspect of life. The telephone, the smartphone, computer systems, cars, electric cars. You've got, I mean, you just look around you and look at the major advancements in technology and look at the one that's still trying to catch up. We've still got money. We still have got cash. We've still got money transfers crossing the border and taking 5 days to get to your destination. I mean, how retarded is that? I mean, we live in a day and age where we can send an email and split second, but we can't send 10 bucks to another country because not only does it take a whole bunch of time to get there, it's also subject to massive fees that almost make micropayments or payments of a small nature. It doesn't make sense to do it because, like, if you lose most of the money in the transfer, you wouldn't do it. So, I mean, take it for example, emails. Like, I remember way before email when I had to send letters. It's when I did send a letter, you had to write it out, which that for a start took me ages because I can't write anywhere near as fast as I can type. So I'd write it out in a letter. I'd probably screw it up a few times, so I'd rewrite the letter and waste a bit of paper. Then when I finally got around to it, it'd probably take me 2 or 3 sittings to do it. I'd then go down to the shop, I'd buy a stamp, and I'd post it. And then I'd wait a few weeks for it to get there overseas. Then I'd wait for a few weeks until they got around to write another letter of return. And then I'd wait a few more weeks for the letter they sent to send back, assuming they'd remembered and all that. So you're looking at a couple of months there. And now because of the how hard it was to actually send in a mail, I was probably the worst person there was to send a mail. I mean, but as soon as email solved that problem, suddenly I write emails every single day. I might be writing a few emails every single day. So you can imagine. So what I'm getting at is that once we fix up this, you know, this bottleneck that we have with money transfers, a lot more of it's going to happen. I mean, I'm not going to have a problem sending $10 to somebody 20 times a day, whereas now I wouldn't send $10 at all because it just doesn't get there because the fees eat it up and it's not worth it. I'm losing money to send it. So I'm really looking forward to this whole cryptocurrency thing to take off. I mean, really take off mainstream. And we're in the early days. But as we've seen with technology, the early days can come to an end really, really quickly. And the next thing you know, we're going to be scratching our heads and a lot of people are going to go, man, I can't believe I didn't see it. I can't believe I didn't get in. I remember when the price was like cents in the dollar and now it could be tens or hundreds or even thousands in value, and people kicking themselves because of that opportunity being lost. Look, guys, I know it's a bit of a slump at the moment, but try and keep a positive spin on it. Realize why you're in it. If you're still in it, realize why you're still in it. And if you're starting to question your decisions so far, just remember that. Look, you know, nothing comes easy, right? So when you're struggling with those thought processes, going, you know, do I get out? Do I sell out? You know, just ask yourself why you're doing it. You know, what do you really believe? What do you think's going to be really happening? And you know, can you live with yourself if you've made the wrong decision and you got out? Look, none of this is financial advice, trading advice, or the like. I say it every time. You know, you do your own research and you do you. But with that, guys, I hope you're having a great week. I'll endeavour to record a few more podcasts a bit more regularly for you. As I say, yeah, just been really busy with the family the last few weeks. And over here in Australia, it's we're in winter, so it's a bit of a flu season. And this year, it's really got the family pretty good. It's like usually you get over it, and then one of the kids brings it home again from school. So it's been fun and games there. So guys, anyway, hope you're having a good week. Chin up, and I look forward to catching you guys in the next one.
Thank you for listening to The Real Crypto Podcast. Make sure to subscribe through iTunes or Google Play so you get notified every time we publish a new episode. And we'd love to hear your thoughts with an honest review on iTunes, as it's your feedback and support that helps us continue bringing you great info, tips, and actionable strategies to help you succeed in the crypto world. And don't forget to keep the conversation going by checking the links to our website and social media in the episode description. This has been another episode of the Real Crypto Podcast. Until the next one.